This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And till 8:30, and then we have a session for questions and answers, inshallah. On your behalf, I'd like to welcome our guest speaker, Karim Abu Zayd, again to our community.
JazakAllah khairan, Allah Sayyid. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Can I kindly ask you to come closer, inshallah, if you don't mind? If you don't mind. Not to me, closer to one another. First of all, I would like to extend my gratitude to Fadilati Sheikh Taha, Hafidahullah, for suggesting actually with me this topic. And also, I would like to thank Sayyid Jazakumullahu Khaira to One Message Foundation for making that meeting possible with my dear respected brothers and sisters from Masjid Abu Bakr. I think this is my third time here, and I always enjoy coming and visiting. Jazakallah khairan, Fadhil Sheikh. Nasallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala an yubarik feek wa an yuthabbitaka ala al-haq ya rabbal alameen. I'm going to make this short, sweet, get to the point. No going around. We live in a very trying time as a Muslim community. You're probably noticing this. Imagine the contender for the White House, and I'm talking about the Republican, ran his campaign on the basis of, anti-Islam, basically. And he's anti-everything, but number one list on his list is Muslims and Islam. And really what got me thinking about this subject is right after that trucker in Nice, France, did what he did. You're probably familiar with a guy called Newt Gingrich. He used to be the Speaker of the House. He came up with something that is really weird. Here is Donald Trump is saying that we're not going to allow Muslims coming in. This guy is talking about actually getting Muslims out. So he said basically, what we need to do is to give a test to every Muslim living in this country, and if we find out that he believes in Sharia, then he needs to back and go home. That is a little bit overdoing it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is no question if, I'm sure a lot of you would say, may Allah forbid, Donald Trump comes into office. There is a possibility, right? Allah knows best, but there is a possibility. But if he comes to office, one of the first things that he will say in his inaugural speech, hey guys, that's all bogus, okay? I was just trying to win an election, right? I'm a president of everybody. He's going to say that. But here is the problem. You know what the problem is? The people who got him into this office. There is over 50% of Americans believe this stuff, that were bad people. You know, I'm sure the first generation of immigrants would relay, yani, would, alhamdulillah, we're brought up in an environment of political injustice where we come from. We can handle it. I arrive at the airport in Cairo. You need to go to that room for a couple of hours. So what, you know, just 3-4 hours. But the problem with the youth who are brought up in this country, learning liberty, freedom, if we don't take care of those youth, if we don't educate them how to deal with that social injustice because of Islamophobia, we're going to have a problem. Some of them may react in a way that is not going to be pleasant to all of us as a Muslim community. We need to understand this. And this is where we have to be proactive. Number one, in educating our youth about our religion, that our religion is a very beautiful religion, is a very peaceful religion. Has nothing to do with the behaviors of... If you just go into that Florida shooting, can you imagine in Ramadan, the last third of the night, a Muslim being in a nightclub in Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the time of suhoor, and not just a nightclub, by the way. You probably know what I'm talking about. A speciality nightclub. And all of Islam was accused because of the dude. Who is he? I mentioned the knee trucker at the very beginning. I don't know him. I haven't seen him. But this is what the British newspaper reported regarding him. He drinks. He never been to a mosque. He beats up his wife. And then at the end, they tell you what? And he eats pork. It's like, it really matters. Then after all of this, he eats pork. And you find all of us coming on the scene and having to be defensive. And it's really not fun. The word Sharia, and by the way, if you go into that quiz of Newt Gingrich, all of us basically are going to be going home. Because if you came to Salatul Isha tonight and you prayed behind Imam Taha, Hafidhahullah, that means you believe in Sharia. Because Salah is Sharia. Wudu is Sharia. I'm smiling at you is Sharia. Part of the Sharia. Here's the confusion. Muslims not being proactive, these terms are being defined by non-Muslims to the non-Muslims. It's exactly like the word jihad. You know, when the word jihad comes up in the masajid, I'm sure the recording now. But when a non-Muslim utters the word jihad, what does he mean? Killing. Basically, here is how they always bring up that verse in Surah At-Tawbah. Kill the infidels where you find them, snipe for them, sit for them, and they do that stuff in Fox and all that. But what is the word jihad in classical Muslim book, in the classical Muslim literature? What is the word jihad? Four. Top of the line, jihadun nafs. Yani they tell you that's the foundation, that you wage jihad against yourself. And this aspect of the word, the aspect of the term jihad is so important, which actually drove some people to fake some ahadith. Yani there is a hadith that is known out there. It's not authentic. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming back from Tabuk, he said to his companions, we came back from the minor jihad, which is what? The holy war they refer to the major jihad. The hadith is not established, is not strong, is weak. I'm sorry, that's the term, ضعيف يعني. Why? Because of the importance of jihad al nafs. If you really want to talk about jihad al nafs, salatul fajr in a weekend, When you don't have to go to work, when you don't have to come out of bed. That's the real jihad in nafs right here. The second type of jihad, jihad al-shaytan, the insinuation, the whispers of Satan. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Shaytan all the time is trying, that's jihad. You're waging jihad against shaytan. He's trying to whisper to you all the time to get you in trouble. The third type, jihad al-munafiqeen. There is a category of Muslim which in every community called hypocrites. They existed in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. You think they are not going to exist in our time? They do exist in every time. People who say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, but in their hearts they don't really believe in it and they would rather see Islam collapses. Now me as a Muslim, I'm not going to judge his chest, his heart. I have to deal with him based on what he says. And that takes jihad. Somebody that you know, he's, yani, you already sense that he belongs to that category, but تتعامل معه على ظاهره كما يقولون. You're dealing with him according to what you see. لأن هذا هو الأصل. This is the basic rule, that you don't judge the inside of people as long as he says, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله خلاص. But now you have to deal with his tricks. That's jihad. Look at the fourth type, jihad al-kafir, that you wage jihad against a non-Muslim. And that takes two forms. It takes two forms. Jihad al-kalima, and this is actually a major one. Allah called it a major one in Surah Al-Furqan. فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ بِهِ اللي هو إيه؟ الفرقان, القرآن. جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. That you're able to establish your hujjah. That listen, Islam is the truth. And you do this without losing your temper. You do this while you're having a nice tone. You're calm, you're cool. And they attack you and you come back and you smile. That's a lot of jihad because it takes a lot of self-control. That's jihad, that's a type of jihad. The last type is what? Jihad al-kafir, the combatant non-Muslim in a battlefield. In a declared war with the rules of engagement that you only fight those who are fighting. You don't kill a woman, you don't bomb a monk in a synagogue, in a sanctuary somewhere. You don't cut down a tree, you do not need to take down, you don't kill an animal. The rules of engagement in a declared war. That's what jihad is. So when the word jihad is being mentioned by a non-Muslim, this is the only meaning they go after. And the rest is what? Has nothing to do with it. Abuse of the terms. But again, because we as a Muslim community are unable to give out our message, define our terms. We don't even have one voice in America that can speak of Islam, a media outlet. The same thing happened with Sharia. They define, what is Sharia? The word Sharia. They tell you Sharia linguistically, يعني لغويا يعني في اللغة, مورد الماء, a path to water, they tell you. Or a path to a straight way. When you mention the word Sharia, it includes or comprises five components. Number one, the aqeedah. Your belief in Allah. Al-aqa'id, the beliefs, is part of the Sharia. You saying La ilaha illallah, that means Sharia. Muhammad Rasul al-Sharia, al-aqa'id. And those are the, yani, one of the shade. That's why الشرائع شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى. The same شرع in that area, which is the عقيدة. شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا, in the area of توحيد. And this is the shared aspect of the Sharia between all the messengers and the prophets. From Adam until Rasulina, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Law al-Tawheed. What is the first command in the Ten Commandments? What? Huh? What is it? He shall not take what? Another God before me. That is La ilaha illallah. What did Isa say to his people? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So the first aspect of the Sharia is the belief. That you believe, الاعتقاد. The second aspect, الأخلاق. Character. Having a good character is part of the Sharia. That you treat people with respect, that you're fair, you're just, you're smiling, and you're positive. You're a constructive member of humanity. The third aspect, al-ibadat, the rituals, like the salah, the zakah, and this is again another shared mutual between us and with some variation. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. They used to fast too. But subhanAllah, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم always wanted us to be distinguished in the area of ibadah than the people before us. That is why we do certain things when we pray, which they do not do. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَصْلُ صِيَامِنَا مِنْ صِيَامِ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أَكْلَةُ السَّحَرِ. What distinguishes our fasting from the fasting of the people of the book is the morning early, اللي هو السحور, that you wake up and have سحور in the morning. And so, الوضوء. Juraij, when he got in that problem with the women, Hadith Juraij, huh? When the women accused him that this is the son of Juraij, he wanted to pray two rak'ahs and make dua, and he said, can I please make wudu? Wudu is from the Sharia. We read in the New Testament that Prophet Isa, when they're about to arrest him basically, and attempt to crucify him, which they did not do, Allah raised him up, he actually went and made salah, prostrated. The salat al-haja, al-du'a, and he made du'a, and so forth. Sharia includes the beliefs, akhlaq, ibadat. Here is the two which are what, يعني, they vary from one prophet to another. And this is what is meant by لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. The area of the transactions, dealing with one another. Why? If you read the story of Cain and Abel, what is the story of Cain and Abel, the two sons of Adam? What is the story? في الإسرائيليات مذكور. Basically, to maintain the race of Adam. Adam is the first man. Eve is the first woman. Now, alhamdulillah, we're not Darwinists. We do not believe that there are chimpanzees out there that turned into human. We don't believe that, right? So we believe that the source of the human race is Adam and Eve. Now, how are you going to maintain Adam and Eve? Then a brother and sister need to what? To marry. In Shariat Adam. This is how they used to do it, that Hawa would have two children every pregnancy, a boy and a girl, and they do swabbing. So the boy from that pregnancy would marry the girl from the other pregnancy. Now Cain did not like his one. He said, no, I want to marry my twin. I'm not going to marry the other one. So Adam said, go ahead and offer a qurbani. If Allah accepts your qurbani, then we're going to modify the Sharia. If not, then we're going to have to stick to it. He offered a qurbani and his qurbani was not accepted. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَ قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلْ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. He killed his brother. The point I'm trying, but now can a brother marry his sister? There is a need for this? No, there is no need for this anymore, because the race of Adam has grown so much that you could maintain that race without doing incest. Actually, we call it incest now, and it's an awful thing. You don't do it. But again, the one changing aspect of the Sharia is this, the transactions between Islam and the previous. Here is what I'm looking for. The last component of the word Sharia, what is known to be the penal system, the penal code, اللي هو الحدود. So remember, Sharia includes what? Beliefs, manners, characters, ibadat, four, transactions, mu'amalat, dealing, selling, buying. Number five is what? The penal system. Every constitution, the United States Constitution has a penal system, has a penal code. If you disobey, if you violate the constitution, there is a punishment. Likewise, Islam is a whole set of system, a complete, comprehensive system that has its own penal code, which is the hudud. What is the hudud? Flogging, stoning, executing. Now, when the word Sharia is mentioned, what is the first thing that springs out in the mind of an American? Cutting hands, stoning. That's all. And they leave behind. And they normally, when you always look at a penal system, while they associating it from the crime committed, you're going to end up with a distorted view about it. And if you look, let's take, for example, the most famous had which they nag about all the time. Law had al-zina. Adultery. Committing adultery. Tab billah alik, how are you going to establish that somebody committed adultery? What does the Sharia say? You have to get four people who saw it happening. They saw the origin. And I can't be more explicit than this. We have some kids sitting here. And there's four people to see. And number two, Rasulullah said, اِدْرَأُوا الْحُدُودَ بِالشُّبُهَاتِ. يعني, try to avoid executing the criminal punishments in Islam, even through some shubha, that you find a reason to excuse the person.
Yeah.
Add to this, all the Quran, all the Sunnah, talking about the penal system in Islam, who's being addressed with it? Who's being addressed with it? Who? Me? You? Individuals? La. The Amir, the Imam, the authority, the United States, the Egyptian government, the Algerian government, the one who's in charge, not individuals. Well, you see, that's where they are missing the point. They are not getting it. And this is why, look, only we know that the had of zina, for example, was established in Islam because of individuals who came and admitted that they did it. Hadith Ma'iz, when he came, Ya Rasulallah tahir, O Messenger of Allah, purify me, cleanse me, I committed adultery. Why would Ma'iz do this, ya ikhwa? Warad fil hadith, in al hudud kaffara. When somebody is being held accountable through the execution of the criminal punishment, the had fil Islam, khalas, hadha yukaffir anhu. Yani, he's already forgiven. لا يسأل عن هذا الذنب يوم القيامة. He's not going to be questioned regarding that sin in the day of judgment. And this is what the Prophet said about Ma'iz. Yani, one of the companions, when he was being stoned, he said, قبح الله ماعز. May Allah disgrace Ma'iz. يعني ستره الله وفضح نفسه. He disgraced himself when Allah veiled him. He didn't have to come and admit this. The Prophet got upset and he said, لَقَدْ تَابَ تَوْبَةً. He repented the repentance. لَوُزِّعَتْ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ فِي الْأَفْضَ لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ. If it was to be distributed amongst the people of Medina, it would have been sufficient. But the Shahid, when Ma'iz approached the Prophet ﷺ, I committed adultery. Rasul did not grab him. Come, let's get out of here. Get out of here. Maybe you're talking about kissing. Get out. Go. Imshi. Go. And when he insisted, check him out. He's drunk. Yeah, I think he's drunk. ما نقرأ هذه الأمور when we speak. I think the point I'm trying to make, I can give it to you in numbers. يعني, there is a variation regarding the number of verses of in the Quran. 6,236. This is the number of the verses in the Quran. This is yani how many? 236. Only 80 verses of the Quran speak about the penal code, the penal system in Islam. Law al-hudud. That's it. 80 verses out of the 6,236. So now when the word Sharia is being mentioned, what an average American would look at? The 80 verses. And he would leave what? Again, why? I'm not going to blame Patricia and John and Alex because they watch Fox News. They watch CNN. We got to do our work. We got to educate them about Sharia, about what Sharia is, what Islam is. And actually, the whole thing is really beautiful. I mean, if you look at the objectives at Maqasid al-Sharia, it's so fascinating. I don't know if you know this or not, brothers, and 100 years ago, almost, more or less, and almost, in America, they actually attempted to ban alcohol. You're aware of that movement? That alcohol is bad. Some guy, some senator, some, you know, who had some good consciousness, you know, he said, that's bad. Do you know how many people are being killed in America because of drunk driving? The year 2015, and this is from the American Journal, 88,000 Americans are being killed because of drunk driving. And the majority of them between the age of 15 to 21. The overwhelming majority. Tabillahi Ali, can you imagine a foreign force invading America and killing 88,000, what America would do? Islam tells you don't do alcohol, it's not good. Yeah, that's one of the objectives of Sharia. Look at this. They try to stop people from drinking. And what happened? At the end, it did not work. At the end, they came up with that nice, listen, if you're going to drink, just make sure that you take somebody who's sober to drive you back. That's it. We know that al-khamr, intoxicants or liquor in Islam, it took stages for it to be made unlawful. You know the verses. Umar kept making dua, Allahumma anzil lana fil khamri, yani qawlan shafiya. Until this verse was revealed, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, innama al-khamr wal-maisir wal-ansab wal-azlam wal-rijs min amal, basically intoxicants are haram from the fabrics of shaitan. Stay away from it. Anas narrates that I was in the house, al-hadith al-Bukhari, I was in the house of Abu Talha, my uncle. Abu Talha, the husband of Umm Sulaym. Umm Sulaym is the mother of Anas. Kuntu saqi al-qawl, I was serving because khamr, intoxicants at this time, still lawful. At night, away from the salah time, I was giving them drinks. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a caller. Imagine this now. Ya ayyuhal nas, O Muslims, inna Allah qad harram al-khamr. Al-khamr is haram. He said, some of them had the cup right here. Right here. Why? It's not a senator who's doing it. It comes from who? When the command comes from Allah, it has النفس تعظم الآمر. Normally, الإنسان, the human knows that this is from Allah, then I'm going to do it. This is the one difference, huge difference between human coming up with laws that better their lives and the divine laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because quite frankly, brothers and sisters, and this is really the language that we have to speak to Americans with. Listen, I want to tell you something. When you go and buy a car, let's say Toyota or Honda, your favorite car, let's say Honda, do they give you a Ford manual? Or what? Do they give you the Ford manual for the car? The maker of the car designs the manual for the car. How to maintain this manual. This is exactly what Sharia is all about. Allah created me. He knows what befits me, what makes me a good person. And that's why He revealed this. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He knows. This is my manual. Well, let's look at the meaning that we don't pay attention to. Ar-Rahman did what? Did what? علم القرآن. He designed the manual and then what? خلق الإنسان. طب بالله عليك, have you seen a manufacturer who would design a manual in order to maintain what he will manufacture in the future? No. Don't we hear sometimes cars doing something called what? Recall. Recall, right? They recall what? Billah alik, have you ever heard that Allah recalled the sun back in order to fix the sun because the sun is not that we function according to that? We look at the sun is going to rise at this time, the moon is going to come in this day. That Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran khalaq al-insan, then He created you. So what I'm trying to say is the Sharia is your maintenance. This is what makes a good person out of you. This is what, you know, sometimes we end up debating with atheists, non-Muslims, yeah. And normally when you debate with atheists, he doesn't believe in Allah to begin with. You're not going to say, قال الله قال رسول الله, are you? You're not going to use Quran or Sunnah, are you? He's an atheist, right? He doesn't believe Allah exists to begin with. Now you're going to tell him Allah said? He doesn't believe Allah exists. So now he asked you this question, Shaykh, what is the evidence that Allah exists? What is the evidence that there is a God? You know, one of the evidence that we normally in the books, yani in the classical books of Muslim, it's there, that you may find someone who is messed up his life. He drinks, he's doing drugs, he's going around, he divorced his wife, he's in court because of child abuse or child support, or he's having issues, he doesn't have a job. And subhanAllah, that person, when he begins implementing bits and pieces of that deen, of the Sharia, believing in Allah, for example, begins praying 5 times. You see him what? Transforming. And this, we see this happening, especially in America. Brothers and sisters who come to America and they find what? Man, the land of dreams. And then he finds out that he's just creating more hollows inside him. He's unhappy. He's in depression. He's in depressing medication all the time. He's not. And happiness is in that Sharia. He goes back to it and his life is fixed again. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا. ميت إزاي يعني؟ Dead what? Dead الميت القلب. He's alive. His body is alive, but his heart is dead. He was dead. We resurrected him. فَأَحْيَيْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ لِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. The point I'm trying to make, brothers and sisters in Islam, don't shy away from the word. This is your deen. This is what makes, this is what brings the best out of you. How do you shy away from it? How do you don't address it? How do you get? How can you stay away from getting an American with whom you interact a lot to understand this? That the Sharia is my way. And listen, there is no threat. Like I said, all the texts in the Quran and the Sunnah addressing the subjects of Sharia to be yani implemented, addressing the people in charge, the Congress of the United States of America. I'm not going to force it on individuals. The Congress must agree to implement the Sharia if they choose to. It's not going to happen forcefully. And when we go into this interfaith, quote unquote, yeah, that word interfaith, one of the things that really bother, we bring up in a, it doesn't make them very happy. So, you know what, we're not really concerned about, inshallah, the Sharia, because we believe when Jesus comes down, He's going to apply the Sharia. So you're lying. Man, Jesus is going to apply the Sharia? Yes. Don't we need the hadith? الحديث when يوشك أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم. Ibn Maryam is about to descend amongst you. He's going to do six things. One of the وَيَحْكُمُ وَيَحْكُمُ بِالشَّرِيعَةِ. That's why there will be justice. ما هو الشريعة justice. ما هو شو الشريعة عدل ورحمة ومنافع وحكمة. الشريعة الشريعة. Why the barakah is going to come into earth during his time, that the lion will be playing with the wolf, And the kids will be messing around with the snakes, and the balm granite is going to be enough to feed 12 people, and 12 people can be shaded on barakah. Why there is justice? Why there is no barakah in earth? Because there is no injustice. This one of the objectives, maqasid al-shari'a al-mal, money. What's happening in the capital system now? What is happening in the capital system? Certain number of people are getting richer and richer. This is good English, more rich, yani. And the others are being what? Sucked out. Paying the interest. That's what's injustice. Look at the people being injustice. The Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was meant to bring about rahmah, mercy, justice, benefits to people, inshallah. Subhanallah, it's almost 8:30, and by the way, this is all introduction to the subject. But I will surprise you, and I will cover the actual subject in 5 minutes. What about that? I'll give you some homework, so you can go home. Sounds good. We're going to still finish, inshallah, at 8:30. Bidnillahi ta'ala. But look, let me look at my notes here, because I got to stick to my notes. So we're on target, inshallah. طيب. Of course, the subject is maqasid al-sharia. This is all introduction to the word sharia. So we haven't really spoke about maqasid al-sharia. What do we mean by it? The word maqasid means objectives, like Imam Taha Hafizullah defined it when he was announcing the higher objectives, the higher goals, the intent behind the law. When you legislate a law in any, there is an intent behind it. You want to achieve something. You want to whether bring benefit or remove harm or stop harm. This is what the word يعني maqasid means. And this subject, ya ikhwa, wallahi, is so important. Why? Number one, it enriches your iman billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you know that every single law in Islam, there is a purpose behind it. It was not just randomly. Allah just doesn't want to give us a hard time. No, there is a benefit behind this. Add to this, it helps you to address Americans. Listen. The reason why there is a criminal punishment in Islam for adultery because of 1, 2, 3, 4. And I will share with you some of these things. Yani, for example, yeah. But it's important for da'wah. It's important for you. It's important also because I want to tell you something. There is a lot of Islamophobia amongst Muslims themselves. I don't know, we always talk about Islamophobia with the non-Muslims. There are Muslims who have Islamophobia. There are Muslims who have Islamophobia. They have Islamophobia about Islam. Oh, this guy is the sheikh. Stay away from that sheikh. He's too much. Or stay away. You know, there's not. They are already. This masjid. Don't go to that masjid. They have that thing. Or don't. They have already Islamophobia. It's important for da'wah. It's important also to understand the wisdom behind the prohibitions and the commands in Islam. And also to respond to and refute non-Muslims when they accuse Islam of bad things. Yeah. But there is abuse of the word or the term maqasid al-sharia. Three abuses I came up with. The first one, that you come up with your own objectives. This is important stuff, and I'm giving you titles. Yeah, if we detail this, this is a lot of work. You need examples to understand this. Like, the Sharia came with five holistic aims, five necessities, kulliyat khams, supposed to preserve it. Hifdud-deen, that you preserve your deen, your Islam, because this is the reason why you were created. The purpose behind your creation is to worship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Now, if you're not doing it, if you're not preserving this, that means you lost your objective. Number two, حِفْظُ النَّفْس. That the protection of the human life. Number three, the protection of the progeny, or the offspring, or the honor. Number four, the protection of the intellect, العقل. Number five, the protection of the wealth. Now, you shouldn't be bringing up other objectives that you made up. The second abuse, a lot of Muslims, they want to know the objective behind the command in order to execute. هو يتوقف. My sister, السلام عليكم, حجاب. Why? Make me understand. You're getting it? It doesn't go this way. واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. You strive to apply the command. This goes against the concept of taslim. One of the conditions, the seven conditions of La ilaha illallah. علم, يقين, قبول, and then what? Taslim, that you submit. You say, سمعنا وأطعنا. You don't have to understand the objective behind every single command to execute it. That's an abuse in this area. That is, what is the maqsad? What is the objective of this command? Why do I have to do this? And that goes against what? When you said La ilaha illallah, one of the things that you agreed to, that you worship Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. He has a lot of wisdom. So there must be a wisdom behind it. This farmer, just for you to get the point I'm trying to make, and his son went to the farm, and they sat underneath a palm tree, buds. The one in the Middle East, not these short ones here. High ones. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ. He said, Father, how come the palm tree is so tall, but the fruit, the date, is too small? And look at the watermelon. It's too big, but it's in the ground. The father said to his son, Wallahi ibn Mish'arif, I don't know my son, but there must be a wisdom. And I don't know. For both of them passed out, went to sleep. So a date falling down in the head of the son crushed his head. Oh! I said, see my son, if this would have been the watermelon, there must be a wisdom. Listen. For every command, there is a wisdom. رب العالمين. يعني سبحان الله ولله المثل الأعلى. We have to say this when we throw these examples. Allah is not a human. You tell your son, يا ولد, هات لي كوباية ماء مشرب. هات لي كوباية ماء. Bring me a glass of water. طب what if your son tells you, ليه يا أبو؟ Why? Why? What are you going to do? امشي يا ابني. Are you questioning my wisdom? Right here. La. You don't question Allah's wisdom. So this is the second abuse. Again, Allah, every point, it takes a lot of time. I want to stick to the time. Send you home here, inshallah. The third, القاعدة الوسيلة لها حكم الغاية. And this is a big issue. A lot of the Muslims, in order to achieve the objective, they use what? Wiggly means. So for him to achieve the objective of the command, he uses what? Unlawful means. La. You have to use what? يعني one of the and I know this subject is so painful to a lot of you, but listen, I'm your brother, and alhamdulillah, the beautiful thing about being a flying imam that you say what you say and you leave. وخلاص. يعني شيخ طه probably يعني إن شاء الله is gonna take it easy on you on this subject, but يعني I get to say it and leave in peace, and I'm gonna say please forgive me if I offended any of you, and I'll leave you with a smile. One of the objectives of the Sharia is حب المال, the protection of wealth, the individual property. But here is in America, subhanallah ya akhi, rental is not tax deductible, but mortgages. صحيح, you can claim your mortgage, right? Huh? It's tax deductible. يا شيخ طيب, احنا we're supposed to protect the wealth of the Muslims. طب ما هو we go back, طب ما هو usury is haram, ما هو الربا is haram, and mortgage is usury. Yeah, protect your wealth off from what? The brother comes in and says, يا شيخ, the interest of بتاع البنك, I get $10, $15. يا أخي, right now, alhamdulillah, in America, they know that there are Muslims, you can go and sign a waiver and leave those 20 cents, 30 cents that you see in your account. You guys are not, you guys are crazy. I'm going to take those $2, $3 and give them to the poor. What is he trying to do? Maho, listen, you want to do something good, it has to come from lawful means. You can't just go achieve a maqsad, an objective, through a lawful means. Inna Allah tayyib, la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Allah is pure, He only accepts what is pure. That is the point I'm trying to make, inshallah. طيب. I went already 5 minutes over my time. I'm going to ask you kindly, Fawshik Taha, 5 more minutes to finish up. I promise, 5 more minutes, and خلص الموضوع. Sometimes the objective of the command is being explicitly mentioned in the text. يذكر يعني المقصد موجود. وأقم الصلاة, establish the salah. Why? إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. So المقصد behind the salah, the objective behind the salah, to help you stop the haram. A lot of the brothers, by the way, when we mentioned it, يا شيخ بصلي 5 مرات وبطلع من الجامع على الحرام. I pray 5 times and I leave the masjid, I go to the haram. أقم صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قلبا وقالبا. When you establish the salah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما احنا بتكون واقف في الصلاة الله أكبر وcenter processing unit and has no spams, no adway, very active. Subhanallah, we find solutions for our big problems in the salah. And when we say Assalamu alaikum, we forget about what happened there. لا, this is the salah. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها. The objective behind the zakah, the institution of zakah, is what? To purify the giver from stinginess, and to purify the recipient from what? Envy. When the poor sees that the rich is caring, sharing, he's not going to envy the rich. He's going to wish that he gets more money so he can share with him. But this is the object. الوضوء الطهارة. But sometimes you have to examine the text, deep examination of the text, in order to come up with what? With the objective behind the command. And this is what gives Islam the mechanism to deal with any situation that will happen until the day of judgment. And the tool, ya ikhwa, هذه الآلة is called آلة القياس, analogy. You have a case that doesn't have a ruling, but you find the ruling through another case. Like right now in Colorado, Allah samahum, they legalized marijuana. I don't know, you guys have the same here? Huh? Can you have a joint in this town? Well, over there is medical, entertainment, all type. Of course, you get these Muslim brothers who are very interested in making money. So they come to the sheikh. Ya Sheikh, can I have a dispensary? That's the place where, and they make a lot of money and cash, because banks do not accept them. فَيُّ تِلْهِمْ حَرَامُ يقول لي, show me a text that marijuana is haram. I have a YouTube video, by the way. I was asked that question, a YouTube video, just to show you where the ummah is. Is marijuana haram? Of course I said it's haram. The highest amount of dislikes on the video is like triple the likes. Yani normally you find what the likes is that much, and the dislikes is what? Yeah. No, this is the opposite. It tells you that the Muslims are what? Allah al-musta'an. Where do you find liquor? Where do you find qiyasan ala al-khamr? Al-khamr, what is the shared aspect between marijuana and liquor? Dhahab al-aql. Dhahab al-aql. Some of the brothers, you mentioned medical, right? Medical. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, a man came to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, we are in Yemen, use something for medical reasons. You know what he said to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above placing a treatment for a disease in something that he made unlawful. This is accusing the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for you to understand that concept of analogy, because this is what makes our Sharia flexible until the Day of Judgment. You know how smoking was introduced to the Muslim world? When and how? Smoking cigarettes. Who introduced smoking cigarettes to the Muslim world? Europeans. When the Europeans were in the Dark Ages, they started smoking. Smoking got to us through Turkey. So the Muslim world is not familiar with this. So they asked the jurist, the Mufti, what is the ruling on smoking? So what does smoking do? Oh, it gives you a bad smell, a mouth smell. But it makes your mouth, and if you're not a smoker and you stand next to a smoker in the salah, خلص يا شيخ طه الله يخليك. You can't even handle it. Bad smell. They said قياسا على الثوم والبصل, based on the ruling regarding garlic and onions, then it is disliked. This is why, by the way, a lot of the Muslims, I'll never forget, wallahi, this, when I was in Hajj years back, when I was like kind of fresh, you know, when you're fresh with the da'wah, you're a little bit rigid and harsh. So I saw a brother in, wearing his ihram in the day of Arafah. So of course, enjoying good and forbidding evil, I jumped on him. Wallahi, wallahi, this brother shocked me. He said, wallahi, ya Sheikh, by Allah, ya Sheikh, I didn't know smoking is haram. He didn't know smoking is haram. A lot of Muslims are like this, by the way. They don't know that smoking is haram, because they are still dwelling in the ruling that smoking is what? Dislike. Now, see now. Later on, when the medical doctors came out with the idea that smoking kills, so the ruling changed from dislike to what? And this is the consensus now. Smoking is haram based on this, because you're really killing yourself. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا. Do not what? Kill yourselves. Even when you go and buy the back of cigarette, imagine the maker of it tells you what? Surgeon warning, smoking, this thing will kill you. And people still go and buy it and smoke it. For now the ruling what? Is haram. Now what helped? Alatul Qiyas, the mechanism in the Islamic law. طيب. We have five holistic aims of the Sharia, maqasid al-Sharia, and I'm going to make this your homework, inshallah. حِفْظُ الدِّينِ. Your first priority, ya ikhwa, to keep your deen. وَلِذَلَكْ شُرِعَةِ الْهِجْرَةِ. When you are in a town where you cannot exercise, practice your deen, you have to migrate, do hijrah. Look, في آيات, ثلاث آيات كذا, three verses في سورة النساء. Abu al-Adi, I believe, one of the British sisters said, they were revealed regarding every Muslim minority group staying amongst majority non-Muslims. Those three verses. What three verses? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. At the bed of death, angels would come to seize the souls of certain people while they are in a state of transgression or suffering. فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. Why are you dying like this? Why did you allow yourself to die on a sin like this? You're going to die doing what you live doing. Why are you doing this? You know what they will answer the angels? قالوا, they said what? كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We were outnumbered. We couldn't practice the deen. And that is why, by the way, if you want to stay in America, you have to let America know what Sharia is. That, listen, for me to stay here, Mr. Newt Gingrich, we like you. You're very eloquent. You used to be the speaker of the house. But, you know, Sharia is my religion, my deen. And I have to practice it. We were unable to voice out, to practice our deen. Will that excuse be accepted? No. Look at the أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُ فِيهَا. Why didn't you make hijrah? Why didn't you go another place where you can practice? It doesn't have to be outside the United States. It can be within the United States where there is an established community like San Diego, Masjid Abu Bakr. It doesn't have to be. La. But حفظ الدين. Well, that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that at the end of time, when the time of fitan is here, the one who's holding his deen is holding what? وَيَمُرُّ الرَّجُلُ بِقَبْرِ الرَّجُلِ فَيَقُولْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مَكَانَكَ. I wish I'm in you. Because الدين, الدين هذا علي للآخرة يا إخوة. If you lose the dunya, يعني if you're going through hardship, but you lose الآخرة, hereafter. Everlasting place. The first thing, حفظ الدين. حفظ الدين. All the commands is حفظ الدين. حفظ النفس, the protection of the human life. حفظ العرض, the protection of the offspring, the progeny, the honor. حفظ العقل, intellect. وحفظ المال. These are the five necessities in the Islamic law, where every command, every prohibition pours into the protection of these five areas. And maybe we'll make this another subject, inshallah, but we want to stick to our, we want to fulfill our promise, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. If I have offended any of you, I'm sorry. Okay? Jazakumullah khairah. I don't know if you have questions or not, Fadul Sheikh. Yani, it's up to you, inshallah, because we're over the time. But if you have questions, I'll be more than to answer, more than happy to answer it if I know the answer, inshallah. So the protection. طيب. They given it three names.
So what is the third one?
The offspring.
What we call in Arabic?
العرض.
What?
العرض. والنسل. Those are the two names. العرض والنسل. The protection of the progeny, or the protection of the offspring of the honor. And this is, by the way, one of the things that you can bring up with non-Muslims when that subject of homosexuality is brought up, same-sex marriage. That's an area right there that you can actually bring up. Why Islam and all the, it's a mosaic law actually, homosexuality is unlawful, it's a mosaic. Just read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in the book of Genesis. But why? Can you imagine? A'udhu billah, and I'm not going to imagine this because it's really an awful imagination. If everything goes the same sex, are we going to have offspring? The race of Adam is going to what? There is no kids anymore. Are you going to have children? When a man and a man go together, there will be children. A woman and a woman together, there will be children. No. The production is going to die. And that's a problem. That is why you cannot do it. You tell them that. Because we have to maintain the race of Adam. It's one of the objectives. حِفْظُ النَّسْلِ. The protection, that's why marriage was instituted, inshallah. The fourth, the intellect. That's why you need to flog someone who drinks, because he will endanger the life of another. حفظ النب حفظ المال the protection of the property the wealth inshallah. نعم. صحيح صحيح. الأخلاق. نعم هو يعني الأخلاق is مكملة. يقول لك في ضروريات وفي مكملات وفي مستحبات. There are three categories once it comes to this subject. We can address the necessities, but certainly good character is one of the objective of Islam and the messengership of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. تفضل فريد. Like I said during my lecture, the body, the institution that is being addressed with the hudud in Islam is those who are in authority. Al-Imam. Now we're living as a minority in America. That would be the President of the United States, the Supreme Court, the Congress, the Senate, and the court system. If they choose to apply this, which I doubt it, the presence of Sharia in the American courtroom in two areas, for your information. One area, when an imam signs a marriage certificate. The imam signs it, the court accepts it. This is a marriage. This is a lawful document. Or when there is a conflict between two Muslims and an imam interferes. Yani I remember in a city called Pittsburgh, we had to go and arbitrate because the brothers fought one another in the masjid. They beat one another down in the masjid. And they went to the Jewish judge. Look at this. So the Jewish judge said to them, you guys have no imam to settle this? This happened in a mosque. You have no imam to do this? Go and bring an imam to settle this and I'll accept his decision. So when the judge chooses to settle, to make a settlement, that's the only time in America. Other than that, we have to go through the lawful means of doing this. But hudud cannot be executed at the hands of individuals. You cannot do this. This is going to turn, if you do this, this becomes not just a jungle, a barbaric jungle. لا, we don't do it. Both. If non-Muslims living within, because they abide by the law, you see, you need to understand, you need to look at the Sharia like the law of the land, the constitution of the United States. Does the constitution of the United States does not apply to you? It applies to you, even though you came from another part of the world. Yes. I'm sorry, I forgot my glasses, and it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to do it. I inspected the question. It's not personal. I think it's so anyone can read it, who, inshallah. Yeah. Yes, please.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. What do you think about...
Can you say loud? So.
Assalamu alaikum. What do you think about the fatwa of Sheikh Mohammed ibn Fawzan?
No.
Yeah, no.
On the voting in his book?
No. Okay, the question is about voting. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I truly enjoy so much the view of a scholar called Al-Izz ibn Abdul Salam. What he said, السياسه الشرعيه, once it comes to politics in Islam, has no black or white. Because you don't have a text. It's that gray area once it comes to politics. Because we do have two extremes in the Ummah. One extreme said, don't, no, you have to. Both are two extremes. There is no such a thing called you have to. I've been here in this country for 20 years. I didn't do it one time. And I'm going to stick to that, inshallah, until I'm buried. But I'm not going to condemn somebody who does it. Because there is no black or white. Listen, let's be straightforward here. We're not going to beat around the bush. We understand the pressure that we're under. But this is not going to get us to say things that are not in the religion. There is no black or white. You don't have a text that instructs you to do this or not to do this. Then it's left to what? When there is no black and white, again, assessing the benefits and the harm of what you want to do. حساب المصالح والمفاسد. Now, for example, there is an urge. You got some guy who hates Muslims, who's running just on the foundation of giving us a hard time. There is a benefit. But on the other hand, you're going to vote for a woman. I don't know. So listen. I'm not like downplaying our sisters here. But what I'm trying to say is we have a text regarding a community being led by... it's not a good sign. What I'm trying to say is we should not condemn or be harsh on those who choose to exercise that authority, that power. No, we should also give a hard time to those who do not do it. Because everybody should make his own judgment in this behalf, in this matter, or adopt the opinion of someone he trusts, his deen, his knowledge, his deen, his iman. And we leave it at this. Because that subject is being brought up. And there are two extremes, and the truth is in the middle. بإذن الله تعالى.